Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Neil Miller, and you're listening to Fat Guys, the Movies. I know, Kevin just gave me this huge look of surprise from across the magical studio in the sky.
Neil is back in the magical studio in the sky after a hiatus. We had Sundance for 2 weeks.
And then last week I took off because
you were just being lazy.
I was just coping with the sheer fear of having to come back on the show.
Well, yeah, and it was funny because I'm like, well, do you want to, I can get another guest host. And you're just like, no, I can do it if you really need me to. And I'm like, okay, go drink a beer and have a nap.
And I did. I drank a couple. Yes. And I had a really long nap. But you know what? Sundance was so intense of an experience. It's always such an intense experience because you see so many movies that I really just was worn out last week.
Did you get Quentin Tarantino to yell at you outside?
No, he wasn't there. He's busy doing Inglourious Basterds.
What about Christian Bale? Was he there? Did he yell at anybody?
No, but that would have been awesome. Because then we would have had a companion piece to what showed up online this week.
See, I think you should go, because you're going to go to South by Southwest.
Yes.
Do celebrities go to that?
Or? Yeah, some of them.
Okay.
They go there really to just get drunk.
Perfect. Get them where they're drunk and just goad them into punching you out.
Yeah.
And then you can sue.
I think last year, though, the most famous person I saw at South by Southwest was Frodo. What's his name?
Elijah Wood?
Yeah, that kid.
He's famous.
Yeah, but he was like, he looked like he weighed 37 pounds, soaking wet,
and
he was like 4 foot nothing.
He's a hobbit. What do you
So he's not the kind of person that I would want to like get drunk, you know, give him one beer,
get him drunk,
and then fight with him, because I'd probably kill him.
Or he'd beat you up and you'd feel really stupid.
Right. Either or would be bad.
So Peter Dinklage could take on Elijah Wood is what you're saying.
And I'd pay to see it.
Heck yeah.
I'd like to get it on camera, on my flip camera.
Okay.
HD camcorder.
I thought you were plugging your iPhone again or something.
No. Like that. Well, I mean, I could probably take pictures with my iPhone and my flip camera at the same time and
do stereoscopic 3D.
Yeah.
we could have Peter
Dinklage fighting Frodo in 3D.
That would be awesome.
Exclusively at fatguysinthemovies.com.
That would be awesome.
Which is where you can find us.
That's right. Fatguysinthemovies.com, iTunes. Just search Fat Guys and we pop right up.
You can call us, 614-388-8735. And I know there were a few people that called us this week. But unfortunately, in my travels to the magical studio in the sky, I forgot the computer that has the Skype login to check our messages. So, but I know that Drew Nugent called our number one fan, Drew Nugent.
Yeah.
And asked us to talk about a trailer. I just cannot remember what the trailer was.
Well, Drew and is our number one. And what's her name?
I don't know.
Shannon from someone from.
Dude.
No, it's.
I missed 3 weeks.
The mother of the teenage kids from.
I don't remember what her name
Sacramento
is. I feel bad. You put me on the spot. Now she's going to be mad at me.
She's going to hate. Dawn.
From California.
And I'm sure Dawn's better looking than Drew. I've seen his stuff on YouTube. He's
fair enough.
No offense, Drew, but I'm not into
you have dudes. More future on a show called Fat Guys in the Movies than you do.
I didn't say
Beach Bods of the Caribbean.
Anywho, let's move on. We got to go to reviews, don't we?
I guess. Are we talking about movies this week?
Sure. You've seen one.
Yeah, it's none of the two that we're talking about here, though.
And these definitely didn't play at Sundance.
No. A bunch of other movies did, though. That was fun.
Well, the first one is Pink Panther 2. Steve Martin returns as the bumbling Inspector Jacques Clouseau.
I am now leaving France. This is a bad idea.
The legendary Pink Panther diamond has been stolen.
What I tell you?
How's the case coming?
Let me bring you up to speed. Aha! We know nothing. You are now up to speed.
What is the password?
Hamburger.
Hamburger?
No, Amara.
I said hamburger.
No, you said hamburger.
Hamburger?
And Arthur.
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
I don't know. I didn't even see the first one.
I would like to buy hamburger.
I don't. You know what? Can I say something real quick?
No. You haven't said anything for 3 weeks.
Steve Martin is very funny.
Yes.
But this just did not look that funny. But I will potentially give it a chance when it comes out on DVD because of John Cleese.
Well, and Emily Mortimer. Aren't you a big Emily Mortimer
fan?
Obviously. And that Indian girl, Asha Rasha Risha Rai.
Oh.
Whatever her
name is. She's in it?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the famous Bollywood chick.
Yeah, she is so hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
She is gorgeous.
She's a lady of
I break from a lot of critics in the sense that the first one I actually liked.
When you say you break from a lot of critics, you're basically just saying that you like a lot of crap.
I do like a crap. And especially this time of year, I love crap. And I'll tell you why.
Because there's nothing better to do than love some crap.
Well, during the award season, when you got like, oh, Benjamin Button and The Reader and Milk and Frost Nixon and all this stuff, which...
And we're mad about The Dark Knight.
Slumdog and Reader and Milk all made my top 10 list. I like those movies, but I'm just so sick and tired of serious, dramatic movies.
You're
and
just
so,
wishing for a spoof movie.
No. I did not like Meet the Spartans last year, but I do like... So The Pink Panther, I liked the first one. I thought it was funny. I like the fact that Steve Martin did his own thing and he didn't try and emulate Peter Sellers.
Okay.
So he kind of did it himself, did his own thing, and it was funny. It had its moments. This one's not as funny. Mm-hmm. As the first one. So if you hated the first one, you're going to hate this one. If you thought the first one was funny, you'll probably like this one, but not as much. It does have some great slapstick moments, too.
All right. You've provided fantastic context.
Yeah. Well, and the supporting cast is, I mean, it's got like Andy Garcia and Alfred Molina. It has Jeremy Irons has a cameo.
People that really shouldn't be in a movie like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're watching Brideshead Revisited, and it's got like...
All right.
And then John Cleese plays... Dreyfus, but he doesn't have a French accent.
Okay.
Who does he think he is? Tom Cruise?
He's John Cleese. He can do whatever he wants.
But I am going to have to say, I don't know, it's sort of borderline, kind of rocks, kind of sucks. I'm going to say probably.
Oh, so it's right in the middle where we don't have it.
Right in the middle, okay. Yeah. So.
Almost forgot about that.
The next one, let's move on to the next movie. It's He's Just Not That Into You, a romantic comedy with lots of stars that they didn't screen for us. Must suck hard.
So I would love to call you sometime. Do you have a card?
Of course.
Oh, great. Look forward to hearing from you, Gigi.
Oh, wait. Are you hearing from me or am I getting a call?
We'll talk. We'll get in touch.
Oh, oopsie. You did it again. Very vague. You know what? Let's just say that you'll call me and then we can skip all the nonsense.
Goodbye, Gigi.
He was cute.
Yeah, please don't cyberstalk him.
Well, actually, they screened it where I was.
For you.
But I just wasn't that into going to see this movie. So, but you know what? Here's what I've heard. Jennifer Goodwin,
mm-hmm. Who's hot,
is hot.
Yeah, is that
that's
it?
The whole. That's the extent of what I've heard about.
Doesn't
this movie.
She always like play the fat chick? Isn't that like her shtick?
Well, I was reading a review and I can't. You know, I'm gonna kick myself later because I'm gonna remember who the critic was. Somebody in the Boston area, I believe, wrote
Boston McCracken.
It was a female critic who said that this like most. Date movies.
Claudia Puig.
No, it's not Claudia.
She's from Toronto.
She's from New York. Oh. But most date movies make you like go home and like, you know, remember your first kiss, and they're, you know, they have a lot of like romantic comedies.
She and I have different definition of date movie.
But you know, but they make you remember fond things of people that you've dated or whatever. Yeah. This movie, she said, made her never want to date again.
It's like the breakup.
Not even.
Yeah.
The breakup, I thought, had a message of hope compared to what I've heard this movie has. But this is all hearsay.
Yeah.
Well, I have no idea.
You neglected to go.
Yeah.
They didn't show it to us here.
Well, they knew that you probably wouldn't like it.
I like a good romantic comedy.
Well, this is probably not a good romantic comedy. Well, they knew to keep it away.
There are too many famous people in this movie for it to actually be any good.
Yeah, it's based on a book, like a really hot book, and it'll never live up to the book, and blah, 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 blah.
Well, it gets a preemptive suck from me.
It gets a see at your own risk from me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's a new grade I'm going to make up.
Okay, you're just going with that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're picking it up and running with it.
This is what I do.
Okay.
This is why I'm back.
And with that, we'll see you in the next break.
And we're back on Fat Guys in the Movies. We're rolling right on through. We got through the movies that I didn't see.
Another one here.
There's one more.
Oh, Coraline. Man. You didn't see Coraline.
Oh, and you know what? This is the one I wanted to go see.
Yeah.
And I'll say this before we play the clip. I'm going to go see this in 3D.
Yeah, you have to go see it in 3D. If you're going to see it in 3D. Right. If you're going to go see it in 3D.
We'll introduce the clip.
All right, Coraline, a girl... is unhappy with her boring life, and she discovers a portal to another world with her other family.
Mom, you're just in time for supper, dear.
You're not my mother. My mother doesn't have...
buttons? Do you like them? I'm your other mother, silly.
You probably think this world is a dream come true.
My name!
But you're wrong.
You do like it here, don't you, Coraline? You could stay here forever. There's one tiny little thing we need to do.
She's got this whole world where everything's better, but it's all a trap.
That's it sounds so much nicer when you just sort of describe.
Right. But it's from the mind of Neil Gaiman, so yeah. It's got some weird... I'm sure it's got some weird twist to it.
It is a creepy, creepy movie. It's awesome. One of those that you almost don't want to take your kids to. So, you know, I mean, if you got like a 5-year-old who's all happy and they love Candyland and all
right,
that kind
of
stuff.
Right, and you don't want them to turn goth.
They will be screaming coming out of this movie because it can be kind of terrifying awesome. For a little kid. Because it's so...
I'm going to round up as many young kids as I can and take them all to see this movie so that I can ruin them.
That's just... I don't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah, I don't think that there really should be a response to that.
No, there is. But well, this is the thing with Coraline is it's so accessible to a child is why it will work as a kid's movie. And it's also accessible to adult because you remember what it was like as a kid. I mean, it's about this girl and she's kind of bored with her family. She's sort of like, whatever. And they're in this new house and she finds this portal in the wall that takes her to this mirror world. But there's something as you're seeing how wonderful and beautiful it is, you just know that there's something not right with it.
Yeah.
And that is it is to me. Last year, I remember when Spiderwick Chronicles came out, I was blown away by the movie. I love that movie. It ended up making my top 10 list. And it was right about the same time. It was right before Valentine's Day that it came out. This one is the same way. I went to this one not expecting a whole lot. I was blown away with how just sort of innovative and immersive and just fantastic the movie is.
You hear that? Coraline will blow you away.
Oh, nice, Neil. Nice.
This is also why I'm back.
How old are you? It's bad when I regress. Like, when I turn around to somebody and say, grow up, you know it must be bad.
Well, you know what? The problem is you go to Sundance for 2 weeks and you have to be all serious. Yeah. And see a bunch of serious movies.
See movies about...
Come back and you just want to act like a child for a couple weeks.
Okay.
So
poop your pants.
I've been walking around in my underwear a lot lately. Yeah,
you showed up at the Magical Studio Sky in your underwear.
Yeah.
You had a binky in your mouth.
I'm like, it's pants off time. Pants off, dance off.
Pants off, dance off. We need to have a pants off, dance off event for fat guys in the movies.
Maybe. Maybe at Comic-Con. We'll get listeners to pants off, dance off. Why would we do it?
And get free hugs?
Free hugs.
Or free face punches from Robert Fury.
So anyways, I think what's the grade on Coraline?
Coraline totally rocks. It is the
moral
first,
of the story.
It is the first great movie of 2009. It is the movie that every other movie has to beat.
Put that on the poster.
It's the movie that, like, Up is going to have a run for its money for this. Yeah. Pixar has an awesome pedigree, but they're
going to... Monsters versus Aliens?
Oh, that looks awesome.
I know. Except the 3D doesn't work in my house.
What? How can the 3D not work in your house?
It didn't work on my TV.
What is it? Like your... It's like a satellite. It's an image. It's on this. It's everyone's.
Yeah,
the same.
Those glasses sucked.
Well, it's because it's the anaglyph. Super Bowl crap? Yeah, it's anaglyph. It's red green. It's not crap. What it's going to look like in the theater. That's the other thing with Coraline. It's in that digital 3D. Digital 3D has gotten so good now.
Yes, I agree.
I remember when Beowulf came out in 2007. It was still you still got a little bit of a double image and it still had some eye strain. It is almost like you forget you have 3D glasses on.
Pretty wicked.
Yeah. And the only problem with Coraline is that it's stop motion animated. It's not computer generated. Mm-hmm. I mean, they use a lot of effects, but it's made with the stop motion like Nightmare Before Christmas. There are points where the stop motion kind of like almost breaks down and stutters.
Oh, really?
And there's only a couple times it happens, but everything else is so incredibly smooth that it's a fantastic looking movie.
All right, cool. So take your kids 5 and up to see Coraline this week.
Or maybe a little. Just know your kids.
Yeah.
If they're going to get scared at stuff, leave them at home. And go see it yourself.
And if you're looking for some fun action instead of animated stuff.
Are you trying to push us into another movie?
Whoa. Here, Neil? You could go see Push, which is our next movie, which is about people with powers who use their powers.
People with mad skills.
And fight other people with powers, right? Is that the description you have written down?
Pretty close.
Okay. Yeah. Let's play the clip.
Some of us can move objects with our minds.
You're a second generation mover.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Others can make their thoughts your own.
Get the hell out of my head!
Some can see the future.
You're a watcher.
Right now, we're
future isn't that great. There's only one person who's ever escaped from division. We have to find her. She's the key to bringing them down. I haven't even gotten to the bad part yet. We die.
Great.
So I'll let you take the lead on this one since I talked about Pink Panther 2 and Coraline.
Yeah, well, I like this one. It was good.
Can we elaborate on that?
And you know what?
Neil's like, oh, I just watch movies now and then blog about them on Film School Rejects.
It's funny because
Which, can I interrupt you? Yeah. No, go on. I'll chide you about certain things in Sundance.
But you know, when the trailer for this first came out, I was like, wow, cool, look at this. It looks like Heroes, but with action.
It reminded me of Jumper.
Kind of like Jumper, but with like telekinetic powers. So, you know, you have people in the movie that can push things with their mind into
and
other...
And scream so loud so they can
other people
that
can
fish.
Scream so loud that fish explode. And then other awesome. People that can, like, move stuff telekinetically. And, I feel like it was almost like this crazy superpower movie that's almost rooted in science. Almost rooted in science. And I thought, you know what? A lot of fun action scenes. You know, the whole cast was pretty good. You know, you have Chris Evans, who... is
Johnny Storm.
Not the greatest actor in the world. Let's not.
He's okay. He's okay. Totally worked totally in this movie.
And he worked
movie.
In this movie. Camilla Bell even worked in this movie, and she's generally not that good.
She's a terrible actor, but she's hot.
Yeah. Dakota Fanning probably stole the show. There's one scene right in the middle where her character gets a little tipsy and
just a little.
Very funny. Also,
apparently 12-year-olds can buy booze in Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong, yes. But I thought, you know, it's got some fun action scenes. Some of the characters were kind of fun. The effects were very cool. The only problem is that when it starts to end, it kind of is like a broken record, and it ends like 9 different times.
Yeah, I think only
and then when it finally does end, it's so obviously setting itself up for a sequel that it's almost painful to watch. So
it's funny. I took my son, Liam, to it, and he turns to me at the end. He goes, there's going to be a push, too.
Yeah.
And I said, well, we'll see how well this one does.
Right. So, you know, I would recommend going to see it. I'm going to put my stamp of approval on it.
I have to say, I enjoyed it quite a bit. I was surprised. It does get a little overly gritty. It's sort of like...
It gets too Hong Kong-y?
Well, it has that real dreary sort of Blade Runner feel without the cool futuristic parts.
It needed flying cars, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and Harrison Ford.
Right. Well, I mean, every movie could use a little Harrison Ford.
Just a little bit. But no, I enjoyed it. I thought it was actually really well done. I thought it was pretty visionary for sort of like story-wise.
Yeah.
And as cool as the effects were, I thought that they didn't overdo them.
Yeah.
There's just such, I mean, like, if like another director like Brett Ratner or McGee or Michael Bay did it, there would be like things flying every single second of the movie. But I thought that it kind of grounded itself. And... If it reminded me, you know, we've been to this. I go to these all night movie marathons, these science fiction movie marathons. You guys went with me. Well, I say you guys because we got Cody Miller here in this magical studio in the sky.
He's my personal assistant.
Yeah, he's here to buffer the smell from Neil. But you guys went with me to the sci-fi marathon last year, and it was it felt like a sci-fi marathon movie that wouldn't get a wide release, but this is getting a wide release. It just sort of had that Asian feel to it that it really might not be accessible to American audiences, but could be because it has some really cool action moments.
Yeah.
Could have done with the nude scene, though. Not
Dakota,
Dakota
Fanning.
No,
I mean,
no,
but she's like half nude to the whole movie.
Give me 5-6 years, and then sure, because then she'll be okay. But here she's sort of like hitting puberty. She's like in the throes
she's
of it.
In a very
so her
awkward
arms,
stage.
She looks like a Muppet. You know, she's got this big head and big eyes and these flailing arms.
But she does. She
and her legs are like go all the way up to her like chest. It's bizarre. Yeah. She's got this weird shape.
But she gives a pretty good performance. Yeah.
Camilla Bell should have been naked in this.
Camilla Bell should have been naked.
She should be naked in every movie.
I agree. I'm not going to argue with you there.
I don't need to see. That Asian chick in it.
She was pretty hot. Any of the Asian chicks. There were a bunch of them.
Yeah. Well, maybe not that old one at the end.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Well, what's your final grade on?
I'm saying Totally rocks. I liked it.
I'm gonna say rocks too. So yeah, Push and Coraline for me both rock. Of course, if you have to make a choice, go see Coraline.
Yeah, Coraline. You know, I'm always up for the fun movie. Push. You know, you could
push
wait.
Comes to shove.
Ah! Wow.
All right. Well, we got to go to break.
hard road, 33 years of tough luck, 44 skulls buried in the ground, crawling down through the muck. Yeah.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. We're here with Neil Miller. Say hi,
Neil. I'm still here.
You're still here, at least until you move to Austin and go to South by Southwest and get so drunk that you never leave the Alamo Draft House.
It's possible.
That's totally possible.
At this point, we're not ruling it out.
Yeah, that's true. Let's talk a little bit about the movies from last weekend. The box office.
Yeah, didn't Taken win?
Taken took the box office.
Liam Neeson hunted down the box office and killed it.
Yeah. So basically,
with a gun.
It made like $25 million, and all that's gravy because Taken's been out since like last year in the UK and in Australia, and it's made like $70 million worldwide, which is enough to recoup its budget and marketing costs.
Right.
So it's just making money, but it's a fantastic movie.
Right.
It's a lot of fun. Because what's great about it is because he goes crazy at all these guys who kidnap his daughter, and like he tortures one of them.
Yes, I saw it.
And everyone's good. Like, you know, because the whole climate of today is like, oh, no, torture, wah, wah, wah.
Right.
And you're watching, and everyone's just like, dude.
This is awesome.
Stick it to him, because he took your daughter, right. And he's going to sell her
as a sex slave. And
yeah.
Man, well, if they did it to my daughter.
If you knew about her, because you could have how many daughters running around?
This is true.
Like, you've had sex once.
Yeah.
So you could have a daughter.
Although, I would say this. If I had the means to, I would buy Maggie Grace.
You would?
Yep.
No, you know what? I don't know if I would, because her character was so like, blah, 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 hi, daddy, I love you.
This is true.
Blah, 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 in the first part of it.
This is true.
She's from Ohio. She's from Columbus.
I know.
She went to Worthington High School, which is the rival of my high school.
Could be kindred spirits. We're both from Ohio.
Well, yeah, so. But no, I went to Upper Arlington High School, which is the big rival with Worthington High School. So,
right.
So Maggie Grace can bite it.
Exactly.
In my opinion. Cardinal. Whatever. Worthington Cardinals.
Yeah.
Cardinals can't even win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Stupid Cardinals.
Can't even win the Super Bowl.
Seriously. Anyways, what were we even talking about?
We were talking about Maggie Grace and how Taken.
I would purchase her. Yes. On the black market.
Yeah, yeah, which was not the best choice.
It's true.
But it's anyways. True.
I will say this about Taken, though, since I wasn't here to review it last week. It's a thrill ride. Liam Neeson, badass.
I said he didn't just open up a can of whoop ass.
Yeah.
He opened up a whole bucket.
12-gallon jug.
He had like, yeah, a barrel of whoop ass.
So, but I think we've got, what, 4 wide releases this week?
Yeah, we got a lot.
So,
Taken's not going to stay.
Obviously, Taken's not going to stay. But I think it's between Push and Coraline, I think. Or he's just not that into you because of the whole book following.
I don't know.
Or the Pink Panther, because people are hell-bent on torture.
I think it's going to be Pink Panther. I really do. Really? I really think it's going to be Pink Panther.
I feel like
Paul Blart won for like 2 weekends in a row.
That's true.
People want stupid movies right now.
I feel like Coraline could win, though, because it's a kids-ish movie, and we haven't had one of those in a while since Christmas, since Marley
and Me.
Well,
even Marley and Me wasn't kiddish.
Yeah, so I really think that families would probably get out and go see.
Yeah, Coraline. But see, families are going to go see Pink Panther. I think Coraline, mm-hmm. as awesome as Coraline is, I think it's people are going to look at it as a higher end. It's not going to be. It's a movie to be appreciated much more. I mean, Pink Panther's like, let's watch Steve Martin fall on his butt.
Yay.
Which Paul Blart was, let's watch Kevin James fall on his butt.
Okay.
And I say butt like that.
Right, because he had double.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Okay.
Anywho, and The Uninvited came in number 3 with only $10 million. That wasn't that good. I had to go see that in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, I didn't. See it.
It was terrible. You didn't see anything.
I just don't.
I'm so. You know what?
Although
I am
attracted to both of the girls in it. All 3 of them. The 2,
especially the
girls.
Ones that are not old
yeah,
enough.
Totally.
To. Well, Ariel Kebble's hot,
but she's like 18, isn't she?
She's well into the age.
And the other one's old enough.
Emily Browning.
Yeah, Emily Browning's.
She might
18,
be like
19.
18. Yeah, actually, I think she's like 19 or 20. She just looks younger.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And then,
but Elizabeth Banks.
Elizabeth Banks.
I'm so sick and tired of Elizabeth Banks. I am as tired of
seeing. She's been in 170 movies in the last 6 months.
I am as tired of seeing Elizabeth Banks as I am seeing Kate Winslet's boobs.
See, and that's saying something, I believe.
Yeah.
Because that's hard to do, get tired of seeing boobs.
Yeah.
Because as we've said many times in the show, boobs make a movie better.
They do.
But what you're saying to me now is that Kate Winslet's boobs don't.
Well, no. Boobs are cool. just like nonstop boobs from Kate Winslet. Now, if it was like nonstop boobs of like Jessica Alba, she could walk around naked. Like Serena Vincent, who's actually really cool. I met her at Comic-Con a couple years ago. She's a real, real sweetheart. And she's got fantastic boobs. But she played like a naked girl in Not Another Teen Movie.
Right.
I'm totally cool with that. I did not get tired of looking at Serena Vincent naked.
Right.
And when I interviewed
Kate Winslet's
her,
too real for you, is what you're
Kate
saying.
Kate Winslet...
She's too au naturel.
No, it's just like... It's just
especially
like
when she's German with Harry Pitts.
It was like... Well, it was like Anne Heche a couple years ago. You like go see an Anne Heche movie and you're just like, oh my God.
She's naked again?
Again. And then when she's not naked, she's like in an outfit where her nips are sticking out.
Right.
Which normally I love that stuff. But I'm just like Anne Heche because...
Okay.
Whatever. And New in Town bombed. New in Town came in 8.
Deservedly so.
Did you see it?
No.
I didn't go see it because it was a snowstorm.
Oh, yeah.
Ironically, because it was, and it was about Minnesota.
Oh.
Minnesota with the snow.
What else are we talking about?
Yes. Ooh. Well, what do you, okay, so we talked about what we think's going to win.
I think Coraline's going to win, but.
Really? I put money on Pink Panther.
Okay.
But we can talk about your trip to Sundance.
It was fun.
Give us your Sundance wrap up.
We had drama in the condo. We had condo fights. I stayed with Peter Soretta from slashfilm.com and Alex Billington from firstshowing.net. And I believe every night we had some sort of fight.
See, I never watched that video that got posted that somehow disappeared from the internet.
Right. That was Alex and Devin from Chud fighting or arguing in the middle. They were drunk at the closing night party. And
was Christian Bale there?
Christian Bale was not there. But if Christian Bale would have been there, he would have been pissed that everyone was walking around in his eyeline. But I will say this. I love
The guy who didn't walk in his eyeline, he
was tweaking
walked
lights.
Through the set.
Well, yeah, he was tweaking lights.
Oh, okay.
But anyways... I love Sundance. Love going to Sundance. This year was great because the weather was really nice. Mm. It was actually nicer there than it was here in Ohio.
Oh, it was terrible here in Ohio.
It was 34 and sunny the whole time. So I took all these warm clothes I ended up not even wearing.
You walked around naked, like in a Speedo?
Pants, no pants.
Like, hey, man.
If you were at Sundance, I was the guy with no pants.
Drink it in.
But I saw a lot of great fun movies, a lot of quirky, you know, you go to Sundance, you see a lot of movies that would never, ever exist if a studio was to make it, you know, like studios wouldn't even touch, like.
Well, but arguably that's not always a
good thing because it's not a marketable thing. But
I've seen some of the movies that come out of Sundance.
Yeah, but you see some pretty ambitious, like filmmakers can make some, for instance, Bobcat Goldthwait, who everyone seems to know.
He did a Shakespeare play, didn't he?
He did this movie where Robin Williams stars as this failed sci-fi writer whose son is the most insufferable ass I've ever seen on screen. It's the kid from Spy Kids, Daryl Sabara. And his son dies.
Is there boobs in this movie?
There's plenty of references to him.
No, I don't care. He's talking about boobs all day long. I don't care.
Boobage. Is there? But here's the thing.
That's important.
So basically his son dies from autoerotic asphyxiation. It's very early in the movie, so this is not a spoiler. And he writes a suicide note as his son, and it turns into this big thing where, like, his son was, like, this unsung, brilliant mind, and it becomes, like, you know, they're going to sell books, and he just... But it's so dark. Like, it is dark, dark, dark.
I'm sorry. You totally
dark,
lost
funny.
It.
And there's a Robin Williams junk shot in the movie.
What is
that? I know you'll be interested.
Why?
In but you know,
do we need to see more male penises in movies?
It is a movie made with such balls.
Was he hairy? Could you even see anything? Did it look like
you really? I mean,
did it look like a potato scrubber down there?
You see it, but you don't see it. It's hard to explain. But it was the funniest movie I've seen in so long. I've never laughed that hard in a press screening. I mean, an entire press screening of stuffy Sundance press was just erupting in laughter. It was so dark and so funny and so full of Bruce Hornsby. And it's hard to explain.
What are you talking about?
But
are we still talking about the same movie?
Great. Yeah, still talking about the same movie.
Bruce Hornsby?
It was so all
did
over
Bruce
the place.
Hornsby had a junk shot in it?
No. But you know what? And there were a lot of those fun movies. And everything is, it just kind of goes. Like it's the opening night movie was called Mary and Max. It was by this Australian director. It's a claymation movie, similar to like Wallace and Gromit, but it was this kind of kid's fairy tale about friendship, like pen pal friendship, but it also deals with like alcoholism and depression and Asperger's syndrome and suicide.
Asperger?
and it just Asperger's is like
that ass clown.
It's that form of autism.
Huh? Explain Asperger's syndrome. Because I just love the name.
It's that form of autism where
I want to say Asperger again.
Like there, it's very. It makes you very socially disconnected.
Oh, like you
can't read what other people are thinking. Like you know how you could, how most people have that intuition. Like you can kind of tell if someone's mad.
There was a guy at the screening of Push who was like that.
Okay, he might have had Asperger's syndrome. There were two Asperger's movies.
What would you like to eat? I'd like to have an Asperger, please.
But I saw there were a lot of fun. There were a lot of cool sci-fi movies like Moon with Sam Rockwell, where he plays this guy stranded on the moon who's finishing up 3 years of working on this moon base that harvests energy from the moon somehow.
Sounds thrilling.
And there's this weird, the weirdest
nothing
movie
as, nothing as entertaining as, well, Paul Blart Mall Cop, huh?
Yeah, no, not even close. But there's this one weird movie called Cold Souls with Paul Giamatti, where Paul Giamatti plays himself, and he's getting ready to go on Broadway and do this Russian play. But he goes, and he can't get into the character, so he goes to this weird doctor's office, and they remove his soul. And they store it for him, and without his soul, he doesn't have any of the darkness holding him back. And then it goes even further. He rents the soul of a Russian poet to then get even deeper into the character, and he starts to feel weird, and he goes to get his,
I wonder why.
Yeah, I mean, and he goes to get his soul back, and lo and behold, his soul has been stolen by Russian soul traffickers, who is a hot Russian blonde. So
I'd like her soul.
And then he has to go get
his
soul back. He has to go to Russia and get his soul back. It's the weirdest movie, but it's very funny and just kind of cool and unique.
Did you say it was Charlie Kaufman?
It was very Charlie Kaufman.
Oh, but it's not Charlie Kaufman.
No, Sophie Barthes did it, but it was very much like a Charlie Kaufman movie.
What's Sophie?
She did a couple shorts.
Barf girl.
But you know, the best thing about going to Sundance, I will say this, is that you go and you meet all these great young filmmakers who are like first feature. They're writing and directing their first feature.
So they're pretentious
and
annoying.
So excited to be there. And well, I mean, some of them are pretentious douchebags. Yeah. But there are some really,
you
got
to
cool
remember,
ones.
I spent plenty of time doing independent film in there.
I got a chance to meet Mark Webb, who directed a movie called 500 Days of Summer with Zooey Deschanel and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, which was awesome.
Did you get to meet Zooey Deschanel?
No, I didn't. I would have totally. But I got to meet Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I
have a funny Joe
Gordon-Levitt
story. We're at this.
Well, we only got like 20 seconds. So.
Well, we're at a party and he's walking by us and we tried to grab him and he knew who we were because we tried to grab him and say, hey Joe, come over here, and we were going to ask him, you know, some questions. And he's like, guys, I need you to understand right now, I need to follow this girl. And he just walks away after this hot girl. So
that's what he says to the fat bearded journalist that always try and stop him.
Props to Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I loved Brick.
That's
Oh, we gotta go to break.
Wrapping you up on Fat Guys, the movies. I have one more thing to say about Sundance. Yes. The coolest person I got to meet was Bobcat Goldthwait. He
set you on fire?
No, but he was just the coolest guy. We met at the closing night party, and he stood there and he chatted with myself and a bunch of other bloggers.
He talk like this? As he
no,
always
he doesn't.
Does.
He talks like a normal dude.
Oh, really? It's like if you meet Gilbert Gottfried, he's like, hey, man, what's going on?
Yeah, he was really personable, really cool, really appreciative of all the good reviews we wrote about his movie. So that's the other thing about Sundance. When you meet a filmmaker, the minute you tell them who you are and where you're from, they instantly remember your review.
Yeah.
They remember every little review, and that's why I stayed away from Robert Siegel, who wrote The Wrestler, his movie, big fan, did not write a very positive review, so he and I did not have any chats.
What's your name? I'm Neil Miller from Film School Rejects. Punch
Whack
in the face.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. So I was ducking from the director of The Informers because I trashed that movie, gave it an F, called it the worst effing movie. Amber Heard was naked. That movie had the most boobs of any movie I've seen in the last like 5 years, and it was terrible.
Well, I gotta see it.
Amber Heard looks great naked.
I will rent it just for that.
Yeah.
So, did it get picked up?
It was already. It's already owned by Senate Releasing, I think. So it'll get released. It's coming out in like a month. Oh, so
okay. I'll get the DVD.
Anyways, speaking of DVDs, it's time to do the DVD roundup. My DVD pick this week is Zach and Mary Make a Porno for obvious reasons.
Yes, because of Katie Morgan.
Did you see where Katie Morgan linked to Film School Rejects on her
yes!
website? How awesome is
and,
that?
And you know what?
She's
you know
a fan of ours. We're a fan of hers.
You know it's one of the first collectively. You know it's one of the first links on that page?
What?
My naked face.
That's awesome.
Because it's the fat guys in the movies post. And I'm like, I saw it, I thought it was so awesome because I'm like, here's Katie Morgan, who's now seen me naked on the internet.
And you've obviously seen her naked on the internet.
Well, that's so I've been told.
Right. She is naked on the internet.
I hear she does get naked at times.
But that's awesome.
So I just think it's so funny because if I were to ever meet her, I'd be like, I found that really ironic that you linked to a site that had me like half naked.
Right. From your website, you naked.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I think we've talked enough about Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Two-disc set.
Go get it on the DVD.
They don't have a commentary on it, though.
Yeah. You know Kevin Smith. He always waits since like the 10th anniversary edition.
Yeah, that's right.
It's lame, but he's Kevin Smith, so we let him slide.
I'm going to give two. Actually, it's like eight, but you'll understand why. First one, Space Buddies. I'm just doing that because I'm a Disney whore.
You are.
If
Disney came out with Poop in a Box, the movie, Kevin would be like, this is the best movie of the year.
I didn't say it was the best movie of the year.
I took my kids and they loved it.
Well, but see what's cool is you can get that and Oliver and Company, and then you can get like, this coupon to get these little doggies.
Just become a press for a big website and they send it to you for free.
That's right. You can go and if you scroll down,
I have them rejects, if you want some.
Or you go down Fat Guys in the Movies, there's a post showing the dogs. But then I have to do my other pick. I Love the 80s collection came out from Paramount. Mm. And it's stuff like, it's like Cheech and Chong Still Smoking, which really isn't that good. But like Flashdance, Top Gun, Top Secret, Coming to America. And am I missing one? I might be missing one. But it was just I had this flurry of watching 80s movies over the weekend.
There's never anything wrong with that.
Oh, and they're so awesome because we watched Top Gun, and it's my like my wife's favorite movie of all time. And she knows, and she doesn't remember anything. She literally will go to the store, and I'll be like, how much you spend? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, you got milk and eggs. How much did you spend? $20? $80? I have no idea. You know, so she doesn't remember anything. We're watching Top Gun. She knows lines. She knows. She's literally at this, like, one of the scenes, she's like, oh, yeah, Val Kilmer does this weird thing, and it really annoys me. And it was like this, like, he just, like, sort of, like, sniffs or something like
that's
that.
That's fandom right there.
Yeah, and she, like, goes crazy. But I'm watching, and I said to her, I go, you know, this is the most homoerotic movie that's ever been made about Navy pilots.
Right.
That went to a mainstream audience. It.
Because I'm sure there's ones that are probably
worse. I'm sure there's ones that are worse. But this is this one. But it's so funny watching this thing going, wow, that was cool back then. I mean, it's just like nothing but testosterone. They're all like flexing. There's a lot of scenes with the guys like in the locker room without their shirts. And they're like patting each other on the back and hugging each other.
Yeah.
You and I, we're both dudes. Cody's a dude here in the Pantrical Studio in the Sky. Outside, not always. He dresses in drag. But we can all agree that there's no point where it's like really acceptable to hug another guy without a shirt on.
Right.
And I mean, I could be dying. I could be like falling and you could catch me. But if we didn't have shirts on, you'd be like, sorry, dude.
Right.
You got to fall to your death because I'm not hugging you.
Yep.
So, and then like nobody had any body hair. It was weird.
I agree.
Okay.
That's there. Yeah. So, Top Gun.
But yeah.
Still a good movie though.
I Love the 80s collection.
Homoerotic or not, that's a good movie.
It's fun. It's
what's our stinker of the week?
Stinker of the week is The Secret Life of Bees.
I agree.
That movie
was see it and I agree.
And Dakota Fanning, she must have made that after she made Push because well, let's just say she
spent all her good acting chips on Push.
Well, that and there's a little more of her in this movie.
Oh,
is that a politically correct way of saying
she's sexier?
No. She's still awkward and weird. 15
years old.
She's still awkwardly, weirdly shaped, but there's more of the shape there. We'll just say that. And then not in a good way. I mean, I'm just noticing.
Kevin's currently tracking her developmental progress.
It's like, what's the good? Angela Cartwright from Lost in Space. You got to see her grow up
on TV.
So, all right, anyways, let's do enough. Review wrap up. Pink Panther 2. I said I'm like right on the border. I guess against Coraline and Push, it kind of sucks.
I skipped a screening, so.
He's not
there
just,
you have it.
He's not just that, not just that into you.
We're,
or not
we're just
into,
not that into
it's got to suck.
At all.
Yeah. And Push and Coraline, we both said, well, you will say rocks for Coraline.
Okay.
And we both are rocks. Next week, we have Friday the 13th.
Woo!
The International Confessions of a Shopaholic. Those are the three. So with that, fatguysatthemovies.com. Give us a call. Send us an email. Throw a rock through a window or something.
Go to iTunes. Subscribe to our stuff. Review our stuff. Send us some stuff.
We got to go.
All right. Bye. Moo-ha-ha-ha-ha. All right, what are we doing in the next segment?